shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor of GlobalBusinessNews.net, and your host today on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com. We have a very special guest today, an excellent business person and author, internationally recognized speaker consultant, Sandy Ash. She's the co-author of ROAR, R-O-A-R, ROAR, How to Build a Resilient Organization, and the world-famous San Diego Zoo is the subject. Now, Sandy Ash is the principal in the Alliance for Organizational Excellence, a consultancy, and she's also the author of a book called Excellence at Work, The Six Key Ways to Inspire Passion in the Workplace. Sandy Ash also holds a master's degree in organizational management. Sandy Ash partners with companies globally to create workplaces that are passionate, focused, healthier, and resilient. More than 30,000 leaders in 350 or more companies in 50 countries and 6 languages have already implemented Sandy Ash's strategies with sustainable results. Sandy's presentations are uniquely high content and high participation, engaging the CEO, HR, and other leadership and audience in practical discussion, interactive applications, and creative exploration to ensure immediate and meaningful application. Say hello to Sandy Ash. Welcome.
Thanks, Ed. Glad to be here.
So where are you from, may I ask?
Originally, I'm South African. I've been in the United States about 30 years.
I see. Now, your primary work is as a teacher. Is that correct?
I would say my primary work is in guiding and shepherding organizations in creating a great place to work. And part of that is, you could say, teaching or presenting or facilitating, but really working with leaders to transform the consciousness or the mindset inside of an organization so that they can create an environment where the best talent choose to work, choose to give themselves fully every day, and choose to stay.
So in terms of workplace culture and workplace activities, what is resilience? Resilience means, what, bounce back, or does it have another meaning?
Yes, I think, you know, the typical definition, Ed, of resilience is our ability to bounce back from setbacks or recover from adversity, and it's the ability to overcome or withstand difficult times or challenging circumstances. But in the book ROAR, what I suggest is that, in fact, resilience goes way beyond that. And I invite people to consider that resilience is less about looking back and noticing how quickly we were able to recover from adversity, but more about the proactive and systematic cultivation of a mindset, skill set, and tool set that gives people the capability to effectively respond to whatever uncertainty, adversity, challenge, or crisis comes their way. So when I speak about resilience, I think of the ability of an organization to stay relevant, stay agile, and be able to adjust in a way that continues to support the organization's success and allows it to thrive.
Now, if we can drill down a little bit on that, this is all strategic and certainly understood, but getting it down to the levels, the workplace floor in the offices, it gets down to a supervisor and employee relationship, doesn't it?
Very much so. You know, so absolutely, resilience in, on a strategic level is about building almost a psychological immunity to whatever adversity might come towards an organization or towards a person. But in the day-to-day, it really comes down to the way in which people communicate, the way in which they relate to each other, their ability to control themselves inside of the stresses and demands of the day-to-day workplace. And it begins to, I would say, resilience in its ideal form would spread itself like a tapestry throughout the organization and become embedded in the DNA and in a very practical way, guide the daily behaviors of people inside of a team or organization.
So this is with an organized, systematic how-to that you teach through the organization so that the supervisor actually performs this?
Yes. We want to always, you know, I believe in simplicity. You know, I'm a big proponent of let's go back to basics. Let's keep things really simple. And let's present it in a way that anybody in any company, in any industry, in any part of the world can take some simple ideas, and in this case, five simple concepts, and implement them inside of their day-to-day practices.
In the book, I'm looking at page 37, the Roar Back Employee Satisfaction Survey, there's 12 competencies. But before we get to that, what's the ROAR, R-O-A-R? It's all about the zoo, isn't it? San Diego Zoo.
It is, but you know, it actually goes even farther than that. So the ROAR, I believe, is a symbol or a metaphor for that feeling of purpose and passion that people have inside of the workplace and that every leader desires his or her people to have. So the ROAR is a person's ability to be courageous, to be tenacious, to persevere, to be unstoppable. And when the lion roars, that's really what the lion is saying. The lion is saying, look, I'm in control of my environment. I'm not afraid of you or anything else. Hear my roar. Don't come and mess with my pride. So the concept of the roar and the title of the book really reflects the greatness of the world-famous San Diego Zoo, but also is a metaphor for that behavior that is so beautifully demonstrated and exhibited by the lion.
Before we get into detail about the zoo, on page 37, you do a survey before implementing this, I guess, and there's 12 competencies that must be in place. Is that right?
Before we implement resilience inside of an organization, indeed, we always want to create a benchmark and survey the organization and find out how resilient the organization is. And in fact, we have a bank of questions that we ask people to find out how they rank and how they score, how well they measure up on each of the different competencies. And then we can engage in a question about what does that mean to you and how important is resilience to you and what do you think you need to have in terms of resilience in order for you to fulfill on your organization's goals, vision, and mission, and what is it do you think that's going to take, you know, to get from here to there. And in addition, we engage in a conversation, I think this is very important, about what the cost of low resilience is. What is that resilience deficit really costing the organization, both in top line and bottom line financial results?
I see. In some companies, at some times, some people, meaning the employees, are really afraid to speak up. They see something and they don't want to say something because they don't want to stick up, you know, or be too noticeable and go with the flow, if you will. But this is something that, of course, eats away at what you're talking about. So how can managers be trained to dig in, be deeper, and not wait for somebody to speak up, but to look for things?
That's such a good question, and I think, you know, most organizations will be grappling with that question, Ed. And, you know, I think it begins, I'll go back to a mindset and a consciousness that becomes part of the culture in the organization. And you know, for better or for worse, it typically begins with the senior leadership declaring a real commitment to transparency, to honesty, to truth-telling, to authenticity.
Without fear of retribution, right?
Exactly, exactly. Mm. And so I don't think you can't force people to behave in that way, but it comes from years of, I'm going to say, cultivating that kind of consciousness or culture inside of an organization and rewarding the desired behaviors. And that sounds simple. But in terms of encouraging people to be honest and truthful and raise their hands and speak out, it requires, I think, real diligence and consistency in terms of how we reward that and how that's seen to be rewarded inside of the organization. And unless it is rewarded and encouraged and celebrated, people won't do it. So if there's any fear inside of an organization, any uncertainty, and we know today in many organizations there is some form of that because we live in such an uncertain world, it can be very difficult to maintain that level of openness. And yet, I think when we are able to maintain that, that's where we build resilience.
So I think what you're talking about is this chapter called, on page 135, beginning 135, having courageous conversations. Is this what it's all about?
It is. I think it's the willingness in the moment for us to say what really needs to be said and overcome our fears, our considerations. And I think in that moment of that vulnerability and authenticity, that's where we create real connectedness. And that's what organizations need in order to continue to grow and be innovative and creative. And I'll say this about the San Diego Zoo. You know, many of the stories in the book are about the San Diego Zoo. And Doug Meyer, the CEO of the San Diego Zoo, is a very, very authentic man. You know, he speaks from the heart and he speaks truthfully and honestly. And he's created a culture, along with the senior leaders at the San Diego Zoo, where there's a commitment to as little secrecy, you know, to being transparent. And there's a great story in the book that we tell about one of the exhibits at the San Diego Zoo, which is one of my favorite exhibits, called Elephant Odyssey. And there's been a lot of criticism over the years about how animals have been treated in zoo environments. And when the San Diego Zoo built Elephant Odyssey, what they did is they actually turned the exhibit inside out. So typically when you would go to an animal exhibit, you would really just see the front of the exhibit and you wouldn't have access to what's going on behind the scenes. Well, in Elephant Odyssey, it's designed in such a way that you actually get to walk through the back side and through the middle of the exhibit, and you get to see everything that's going on behind the scenes, the elephants being fed, the elephants getting their pedicure. And that's such a strong symbol, I'm going to say, a metaphor for the zoo's commitment to being transparent. So both in terms of their animal collection and also in terms of their people, to really allow people behind the scenes and pull back the curtain and say, look, we have nothing to hide. You're welcome to see everything that we're doing behind the scenes so that you feel that you can trust us. And that's such an important, I'm going to say, characteristic of a high-performing organization.
So the book came about from the delight that Mr. Meyer and Tim Mulligan have implemented in the organization then?
Yes. You know, I've been consulting with the San Diego Zoo for probably the last 10 years and had worked with them on their leadership development and best place to work strategy. And the zoo is not the perfect organization, no organization is, but the San Diego Zoo is a really great organization. And the fact that they've been in existence for 100 years and continue to grow their brand equity is an example and proof of that. And so over the years, Tim Mulligan, the CHRO of the San Diego Zoo, and I have been talking about writing a book on leadership and how could we tell the story about the San Diego Zoo, not just about their animal collection, which everybody knows about, but their world-renowned or world-class people practices. And over the past, I'm going to say, 5 to 6 years, I've been very heavily researching the whole concept of resilience in the workplace. And I believe that's the next paradigm. I think it supersedes employing, brings a different way for us to be inside of the workplace. And so as Tim and I were discussing the book, I said, well, you know, what if we take this concept of resilience that I'm so passionate about and we use that as a means to tell the zoo story? And that's how the book emerged.
Oh, I see. Okay. So now let's summarize. We've just talked about how the Roar book came about, and we've talked about elements of resilience. Would you please review with us now the 5 key elements of resilience?
Yes, I would be happy to. So we have 5 core competencies. We call them the 5 C's, just for simplicity. The first one is control, self-control, the ability of people to self-manage, self-regulate, to be proactive rather than reactive, to be empathetic rather than judgmental, and the ability of people inside of the workplace to maintain a calm focus. I believe that's the antidote to the chaos of today's workplace. And people are just bombarded 24/7, 365 by ringing and pinging and tweeting and texting. And so the ability of people to stay focused and to not be reactive or robotic in their behavior is absolutely critical to both individual resilience and organizational resilience. So that's the first C, is control. The second is conditions. And this is our ability inside of a very demanding work life to maintain well-being, a sense of overall well-being, body, mind, and spirit, but also our ability to effectively control our conditions rather than our conditions control us. So what I mean by that, inside of the typical workplace, there is a lot of disruption and a lot of noise going on that has a tendency to distract people and cause frustration or lead to having to work extra hours or checking emails in the nighttime or whenever that is. And Dan Ariely, one of my favorite thought leaders, Duke Professor of Behavioral Economics, says, you know, we're surrounded by scheming thieves, you know, thieves of your time, thieves of your energy, and thieves of your attention. So the question here in that second C of conditions is, how do we guard and protect our attention, and how do we make the best use of our time and energy? And the outcome, of course, of that is better productivity and, of course, increased wellness. And we know that that is absolutely critical. The third C is reimagining communications. And this is what you and I were talking about earlier, is the agreements that we have with our colleagues and inside of the organization to be brutally honest, boldly transparent, authentic, and vulnerable. And for them, no matter how tough the situation is, rather than have communication collapse and people go underground and gossip prevail, the willingness and the courage that people have to speak out and say what so. And if you think of what happened in, you know, 2008, 2009, think of the impact there of dishonesty and lack of transparency. I mean, it just about brought global economic collapse about. So having impeccable communication inside of an organization is absolutely critical to resilience. The fourth C is connection, is renewing connections. And here the premise is, how do you Velcro people to the why, to your vision, to your dream, to your goal? And how do you connect them passionately to what's really important for your organization? And how do you create congruence between what's important to your organization and what's important to the individual? Because where there is that alignment and coherence, that's where people find their passion and purpose. That's where engagement is born, and that's where it thrives. And also inside of connection, we want to create that environment where people have a sense of belonging, of trust, of collaboration, of support and community. And we know from all the engagement data that Gallup has generated over the past decade and more, that that feeling of connection is actually critical to people staying inside of an organization and critical to their level of engagement. And last but not least, the fifth C is commitment, of rebalancing commitments. And this is about us being willing to make the right choices to support not only the achievement of goals, but also support the overall quality of life for people in the workforce and an overall sense of well-being. And it's more than that. It's how we cultivate leaders who are strong, who are courageous, who are tenacious, who can persevere just like in the roar of the lion, so that you build a workforce or a team that can really withstand any storm that comes its way. And, you know, the truth is we live in very volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous times, and most companies and most industries uncertain about the future. You really just never know what's around the corner. And so in order to be resilient and continue to thrive in this very dynamic global marketplace, it's really important that we build that level of commitment and of courage inside of the workplace.
Well, we've been speaking, actually, we've been in a classroom led by Sandy Ash, the Alliance for Organizational Excellence, and the co-author of ROAR, this fabulous leadership book, ROAR, R-O-A-R, How to Build a Resilient Organization, with the example being the world-famous San Diego Zoo. And I'm just delighted to have you as a guest on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com. Thanks very much, Sandy. And people can reach you, Sandy, at UXL, that's UXCEL.com. Also, look at the roarbook.com and find Sandy Ash, that's A-S-C-H, Sandy Ash, on LinkedIn and Facebook. So, do you want to say something in summary?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. I'm very passionate, if you haven't heard that already, about building resilience in the workplace. And I believe that that will be the backbone to any organization's success and the cause for organization's financial success. And it's been a real joy. And I want to invite anybody who's listening, if they would like to find out how resilient they are, we do have a complimentary online assessment. It takes you about 10, 15 minutes. And they can find that at UXL.com/B-resilient, UXL.com/B-resilient. And it would be my honor to have people take that assessment and get their resilience score and start to generate a conversation with their coworkers inside of the workplace about what they can do to become more resilient.
And for those of you in California, Sandy Ash will be featured speaker at the California HR Convention, August 31, in Long Beach, California.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, this is Ed Cohen, editor of Global HR News and also globalbusinessnews.net, and your host today on globalradiotalkshow.com, signing off from San Diego.
Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.